This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Great American Songbook was written in the first part of the 20th century by famous names like Gershwin, Rodgers, Hart, and Hammerstein. But after World War II, its era faded, replaced by a fragmented music scene that ushered in rock and roll and other styles. That change, and the reasons for it, are the topic of a book by Ben Yagoda titled The B-Side, The Death of Tin Pan Alley and the Rebirth of the Great American Song. Yagoda, who will be appearing in St. Louis later this week, spoke recently with St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer. He recalled how songwriter Julie Stein defined a musical standard.
He said a standard should be melodically simple and harmonically attractive. That sounds kind of mysterious, and it's certainly not a formula. But, you know, it kind of works for me. The melody is something that hits with people, that stays with them. And the harmony, not too simple, not simplistic, not too complicated. To me, a mark of a standard is it is capable of being interpreted and reinterpreted over and over again. So the song has to have a certain amount of meat on it or heft to it to be able to stand up that way.
Was there something about the post-war period, you think, that made the music change?
After the war, there was a palpable change in people's taste. The soldiers coming back from the war, they were starting families. They didn't want to go out dancing. They wanted to stay home. And it seemed like there was a want for less challenging music, you know, novelty songs like How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, sentimental ballads, and not so much for the jazz-oriented songs that a Gershwin, a Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers had written in that pre-war period.
How much is that doggy in the window?
What are your favorite songs? What are the ones you never get tired of hearing?
Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You, which, you know, it has the references to champagne, to cocaine, very risque in its time. And that lyric had to be changed later on in the 50s and 60s with Sinatra saying, instead of I get a kick from cocaine, he sang, I love the perfume in Spain. But even so, the song has a wonderful lyric. It's capable of interpreted anywhere from a kind of medium tempo to a real swing jazz tune. I never get tired of that one.
Some like the perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff.
What songwriters, what composers of a more recent vintage do you think people are going to be listening to 50 years from now? Are we?
You know, the Beatles, Lennon, McCartney have shown that to be the case. Their work will endure. Singer-songwriters, people like Joni Mitchell and Paul Simon are brilliant, and some of their songs will really last. One of the issues with the newer generation versus the older one is in that Great American Songbook period, the understanding was the writers would write the song and the performers would perform it, and there was a division of labor.
I was glad to see in the book that you mentioned the Marcells version of Blue Moon, because to me, that was very interesting. I loved that record, and I had no idea that it was an old song, a standard being reinterpreted, and I think that really happened to a lot of people for a lot of songs.
There was just such a need for material that fortuitously they looked to, you know, Rodgers and Hart, Blue Moon, and many others. You know, I kind of wonder whether the teenagers listening had any idea where these songs came from. It's heartening to hear that you did, or that you eventually found out. It apparently did some good.
Dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, Blue Moon.